It's been called a lot of different things. COVID fatigue, quarantine fatigue, pandemic burnout. No matter what you call it, it's real.
This is kind of widespread, and this is everyone's reaction. And what we're talking about is really kind of a normal reaction to very abnormal events.
Jessica Sheik is the Regional Director of Behavioral Health Services for Ascension St. Mary's Kohler Behavioral Health. She says feelings of fear, anxiety, and difficulty sleeping have all come with the pandemic.
So that's what we in behavioral health have been referring to as pandemic fatigue, that, you know, watching people kind of wrestle with these really intense emotions and decisions can really cause some impact to your mental health.
In some cases, that fatigue is causing people to ease up on COVID-19 health guidelines when cases are at their worst here in the Northwoods. In other cases, people are questioning their choices of following those guidelines when they see others break them with seemingly no consequences. In both cases, Sheik's advice is the same.
I think anytime anyone's feeling overwhelmed by anything, it's usually an indicator that we need some self-care. So I would encourage people to do the things that help them feel relaxed, help them feel restored, connecting with others, sharing in this experience.
There are a lot of different resources available for people, including a crisis text line. You just need to text 741-741 to get connected with someone. There are also online and virtual options through Kohler Behavioral Health.
You know, people can reach out at any time for extra support or even to talk through things at any time. But I would really encourage someone to seek out if they are noticing that any of these symptoms or reactions are, you know, impacting their ability to, you know, kind of function in their day-to-day life.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.